Welcome to sheerenjoyment.com. There's a sheer enjoyment to be here, and a special thank you to Mitch Green for his technical assistance. Much appreciated. Special call out to our one and only Jake Weinman for making this possible, making us come together once every night of the week to learn. A special shout out to all the Magidim and especially to all the special people who have joined us tonight. Thank you very much for coming. We're dedicating the shiur to Zecher Le'ilu Nishmas Mamish Yitzchak Ben Aryeh, may his neshama have an aliyah. We thank the sponsor for his generosity. Tonight, let us discuss a short idea from Parashas Shelach. Let me first be makdim a medrash. There's a medrash that says that when a person comes to this world, he has three names. He's given three names. Number one is the name that his parents give him. Number two is the name which he makes for himself. And number three is the name which other people call him. Again, so the person comes to this world, his parents name him a certain given name. As he grows, gets older, he grows, he's part of society, part of the community. He is called by a name. Many people, they reverence him based on his traits. He takes on a name. And then finally, the name, the most important name, is the name he makes for himself. We find that this week, very clearly here in the beginning of the parasha, in regard to Yehoshua ben Nun. Parsha begins, tells about the Meraglim, and it lists the 12 Meraglim that are going to participate in spying on the land, and we learn about Yehoshua ben Nun. Let us find the Pasuk. These are their names, and come across the name right here of Rashi, the Elish Mosam, Matei Reuven, Matei Yehuvim. We go through all the different names over here. And Ela Shemaisu Anash Mashem Sholach Moshe Lasur Lasur Esaretz. And then, let's first find his name in the beginning of the parasha. Ish Echo Lamati Avosef Tishlach Kol Masivohem. Vayishlach Moshe Midbar Paron Al Pi Hashem Kolam Anashim. Kulam Roshe Vnei Yishol Hema. Ve'ela Shemaisu Lamati Vilein Jehuvim Zakor. Lamati Shemaim. Shafat ben Chori, Lamate Yehuda, Kolev ben Yifune, Lamate Yisachar Yigol ben Yosef, Lamate Ephraim, Hoshea ben Nun. This was the name that his parents gave him. Hoshea ben Nun. His father's name was Nun, and his name was Hoshea. After Moshe finishes enumerating all the different shvatim, the pasuk then says, "Vayikra Moshe leHoshea binun Yehoshua." Just Am Yehoshua was his new name. Why was his name Yehoshua? Rashi tells us, "Ka Yudkei Hoshiacha meAtzosoi shel Meraglim." Yehoshua should not be influenced by the Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu renamed him. He was no longer called Hoshea ben Nun, but rather Moshe appended the name of Hashem and he named him Yehoshua. Not his father's name. The name Hoshea was no longer the same. Vayikra Moshe Hoshea ben Nun, Yehoshua. Unbelievable. Name which represents, captures, that Yehoshua should have a barucha, that Hashem should spare him from the etza of the miraglim. Then, to the story of the miraglim. Yehoshua goes, and he spies on the land. He comes back, and he tells them what the land is all about. And then, here he is called, later at the end of the parasha, the Yehoshua ben Nun. The Kolev ben Yifune min hatorim esaret koru vigdehem. Yehoshua ben Nun And Kolev and Yifune, when they finished touring the whole land, they heard the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim, they ripped their clothing. So here we have a total of three names for the same person. First, beginning of the parasha, it's called Hoshea ben Nun. Then he transitions into the name of Yehoshua. And then he is called Yehoshua ben Nun. So we have to explain the significance of these three names. The first name, Hoshea ben Nun, is the name that his father called him at birth. The name that Yehoshua called him was the name that Moshe called him was Yehoshua. And the name he made for himself was Yehoshua ben Nun. Now let us understand the significance of this. The name Hoshea ben Nun was the name his father gave him, Nun and Hoshea. The name Moshe Rabbeinu gave him, the name that he was called by others, Moshe, was Yehoshua. The name that he gave for himself, he made for himself, was the combination of what other people called him, what Moshe called him. Moshe, his Rebbe, saw in him a salvation that would come from Hashem. He would not be influenced by the Eitzah of the Meraglim. But Yehoshua synthesized that with what he received as a tradition from his father. He added to the Baracha of Moshe to incorporate with it the Baracha that he got from his father. In essence, what Yehoshua did was he took something that his Rebbe gave him, he took what his father gave him, and he combined that into what he identified with as himself, resulting in Hoshea ben Nun. Likewise, in our lifetime, we also have a name which our parents gave us, which we certainly try to emulate and to expand upon and value. We have a name which our Rebbeim, our people who teach us how to live, to teach us Ruchnius, what they see in us. And then we have the responsibility, the obligation to give our parents Nachas, to give Nachas to our Rebbeim, and to combine these two names into one. Vayikra Moshe l'Hoshea ben Nun Yehoshua. That's our part for this week. I know it's a bit short, but short and sweet part for this week. Combination of both names into our being, our essence, to carry on mission. And we should live with this, take from our parents, take from our teachers, incorporate it both into one name and go with it, live with it, and we'll give us our parents Nachas and Hashem Nachas as well. Thank you very much for coming and joining this week. Have a wonderful week. Thank you, Mitch. Thank you, Jake. And all of the best to you. Good night.